interview with Ed Stone, director of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Good evening, Ed. Welcome to the Space Show.
Glad to be here.
The Jet Propulsion Laboratory has a very valued history, a very illustrious history in the exploration of the solar system, and that exploration is continuing. Perhaps we could run through the solar system and have a look at some of the unanswered questions and how you're going to go about addressing those in the near future. Perhaps we could start on Mars. We've had the Pathfinder last year. What were the primary findings from that?
Well, the Pathfinder was our first chance to actually have a rover on the surface of Mars to begin studying its geology. What we're really looking for is where there was water and perhaps where there still is water on Mars. So the little Pathfinder was a technical experiment to see how to be able to move around on Mars. And one of the things we learned was that the rocks on Mars are much more complex than we had thought. We had thought they might be simple basalts such as come out of the volcanoes in Hawaii. It turns out that the rocky material has been processed and reprocessed several times so that it's enriched in silicates. And that was a surprise. It told us that the geologic history on Mars was more complicated than we had thought.
So the history, it's more like the Earth then in some ways, in that most of the Earth's rocks have been processed over time.
Exactly, and that's what was surprising, because Mars is a much smaller planet, and at least the ideas were that perhaps it did not have the extensive geologic history that Earth has, but it appears that it does have.
And you're going to pick up on those findings now and start investigating further. You've got the Mars Global Surveyor in orbit at the moment. What's that telling us?
Mars Global Surveyor will begin its mapping mission in about 6 months, and we'll be able to image things as small as a meter and a half on the surface. We've already, though, found that in the Grand Canyon that spans several thousand kilometers on the face of Mars, that there are many, many layers in the walls. Now, rock layers can come from either sedimentation at the floor of a standing body of water, which would be quite interesting, or it can come from episodic volcanic flows. We don't know which at this point, except that we know that these layers are many thousands of meters deep, each layer being a few meters in thickness. So it's whatever has happened over a very long period of time, again indicating a complex geologic history.
That's pretty surprising then, because you go to the Grand Canyon in the United States and you see these thousands of meters of sedimentation, igneous rock and so on, and the same sort of thing must have happened on Mars then.
Yes, that's right. And so Mars Global Surveyor is intended to give us a global map of Mars, but to do it almost on a local scale where we can see things, as I said, in some areas as small as a meter and a half or so across. And of course what we'll be looking for are the most interesting spots to go back to with our landers, spots where there was water on Mars, or spots perhaps where there's still enough thermal energy interior to Mars to bring the water, keep the water liquid up near the surface. There won't be any liquid water on the surface, though.
And in the canyons, you found rather interesting streaks and indications that this water, at some time in the past, perhaps even the recent past, has been near the surface.
Well, there was one impact crater which we managed to image in the orbits already, and what we see coming out, this is a crater created by an impact of an asteroid on Mars digging a deep hole, and we looks as though material had seeped out of the walls of this crater, flowed down the sides, and in the base of the crater it looks as though whatever the fluid was, it had ponded. It has a shoreline to it. Now, it cannot be liquid water because that can't exist. It perhaps is frozen water, but perhaps there is some other material which is flowing out of those walls of that crater. We just don't know. But it's an indication of how many surprises are waiting for us as we begin this mapping mission.
The Pathfinder landed near the equator, and Viking 1 was pretty near the equator as well, and Viking 2 a bit further north. But are there any plans to explore the polar regions where the ice caps are, and perhaps find out what they're really made of?
Fortunately, we now have a program of taking us back to Mars every 26 months. So our next two launches are this December and January, another orbiter in December with a different set of instruments, and then the lander in January will land at 80 degrees south, very near the permanent ice cap, which is made of dry ice, of solid CO2, carbon dioxide, and we will begin analyzing the soil in that region to see if there is any water ice in that part of the soil.
Any plans to land at some time in the future on the actual ice cap and perhaps drill down through it and see the layers? Because there's a lot of layering on those ice caps, isn't there?
Yes, there will be annual deposits of carbon dioxide, which will trap undoubtedly dust and so on from Mars. We don't have any immediate plans. Our immediate objective is to find places where there was liquid water, analyze the rocks which are there, and take samples of those rocks and return them to Earth. That's our long-range plan, hoping to have samples of rocks on Mars, but have those samples back here on Earth by 2008, 10 years from now.
I believe you've developed quite an exciting plan to do that over a number of years.
Yes, the next step in this plan would be in 2003. We will land a more sophisticated rover, which will have the analytical equipment on it to tell us which rocks had the geologic history most compatible with the possibility of life having evolved. We will sample those rocks, up to about 50 rocks for the rover can sample. We will then launch those back into orbit around Mars, waiting for an orbiting spacecraft to rendezvous. We'll launch that orbiting spacecraft in 2005. It will rendezvous about a year later, pick up the samples from orbit around the Mars, and bring them back to Earth in 2008.
Will there be any plans to quarantine those rocks to make sure that any life that might be on Mars, although it doesn't look like there is life there now, isn't brought back to Earth?
Yes, we will have a very carefully detailed plan, which will be sure that whatever we have we're bringing back is isolated, and the capsule will not be opened until it's in an appropriate, very safe facility.
And the capsule will make a direct entry to Earth and not to go into Earth orbit and be picked up by the shuttle or space station?
The capsule will re-enter directly and land in Utah.
Thank you for joining us today on the Space Show, Ed.
Thank you.